This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year hold on power ended on Sunday when Parliament approved a new government of improbable allies in a nation divided over his departure. But at a session of the legislature ahead of the vote, Netanyahu loyalists shouted shame and liar and frequently interrupted the man set to replace him, nationalist Naftali Bennett. Netanyahu is the most dominant Israeli politician of his generation, but failed to form a government after a March 23rd election, the fourth in 2 years. Bennett is a hawkish, high-tech millionaire and now heads a new administration that includes left-wing centrist and Arab legislatures. His government, including for the first time a party that represents Israel's 21% Arab minority, plans largely to avoid sweeping moves on hot-button international issues such as policy toward Palestinians and to focus on domestic reforms. G7 leaders agreed on Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven largest advanced economies again pledged to meet the climate finance target, a figure agreed on with the UN over a decade ago. The seven nations, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, reaffirmed their commitment to, quote, joint mobilize $100 billion per year from public and private sources through 2025. Group of seven leaders on Sunday also scolded China over human rights in its Xinjiang region, called for Hong Kong to keep a high degree of autonomy, and demanded a full